Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. The organizer of an annual gay and lesbian film festival in Cape Town, South Africa, says she will keep going and going until those who removed 700 posters from city lampposts are brought to justice. Out in Africa, South African gay and lesbian film festival director Nodi Murphy said she had lodged a complaint and asked Cape Town Metro Police to view closed-circuit TV surveillance footage, but received only a single fax message, no footage available. Murphy said she would persist like a fly around a cow's tail, her phrasing, until the Vandals had seen their day in court. The posters showing same-sex couples kissing were systematically removed over a two-day period from lampposts by what Murphy believes to be fundamentalist religious or right-wing groups. The posters were advertising the film festival, launched in 1994 to celebrate the Constitution prohibiting discrimination on the grounds of sexual orientation in South Africa. And KNGY Energy 92.7, San Francisco's gay-oriented commercial radio station, has been sold and the staff of around 35 personnel dismissed. At 9 p.m. Thursday, new ownership took control and the format flipped from Top 40 Dance to Top 40 Mainstream, according to Jason Dahlstedt, the producer of KNGY's show Fernando and Greg in the Morning. Between songs on Friday, a voice that sounded taped introduced the station as 92.7 The Rev FM, with the slogan, "All over the Bay, the revolution is spreading." The KNGY website was still up and calls to the station were routed through voicemail thanking you for calling Energy 92.7 FM. Voicemail messages were not returned, but whatever the revolution is, it can't be more revolutionary than Energy FM was. The DJs were out and advertising sales were geared towards the LGBT community. The frequency of 92.7 in San Francisco was the longtime home of KJAZ, and in the 1990s it became KZSF, a Spanish language station. Dahlstedt said the station lasted 5 years. When it launched, everybody said it wouldn't make it past a year. According to Dahlstedt, KNGY owner Joe Bayless of Flying Bear Media informed the staff of the sale a few months ago, but KNGY kept going until the check cleared. KNGY often touted itself as the last independently owned commercial radio station in San Francisco. The new owner, which outgoing program director Don Parker identified as Golden State Broadcasting, has stations in Palm Springs and Las Vegas. For now, the programming is being beamed in from the Palm Springs station, according to Parker. Out front at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.